Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good middle of the night, depending on where you are. This is Elizabeth Sadu, and I'm the Angelic Ambassador for Joy, amongst other things. You can find me at elizabethsadu.com if you're interested, but it is my great pleasure and joy to be with you today. So I'm going to do a tuning in chant to start, and we'll see where we're supposed to go. So just hang tight and listen and feel those fun sound waves coming at you. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom within me and all around me. I like to do this chant before I do any kind of session or do the radio show because I feel like it makes me, it's called tuning in. It just makes me feel like I'm tuned in, although the angels kind of giggle at me because they're like, you're always tuned in. You're always hooked up. But they also understand that I like it. It makes me feel centered, and I love the sound of it. It's one of my favorite chants. So anyway, let's see. What are we supposed to talk about today? I'll just tell you a little bit about what's going on with me. I'm having a really fun experience right now. I'm pet sitting for a very good friend, her dog and three cats, and my husband and I are here in a different town. We usually live in Portland, Oregon, and we're in Corvallis right now, which is very fun. So I have a dog buddy up in Portland who I walk a couple times a week, and I thought, oh, well, maybe I could see if she could come down with me, and she and the dog here might really get along. And they're having so much fun. Oh, my gosh. So I'm calling it the Worldwide Dog Wrestling Championships. And I'm joking that they're in training for the Worldwide Wrestling. You can actually might be able to hear them barking out there. I put myself in the back room so I wouldn't be too distracted. They tend to wait outside the door for me, though, wherever I am. So anyway, it is so much fun. They're just really, really fun dogs. They're both pretty young. One is only about 1 year old and just full of energy. And after we get done here, we'll go for a nice long walk. And they love to run and play. And now they're jumping on the door. I can hear them. So anyway, if any of you have a dog with you right now, just give them a big hug from me and for you, too. Because it's just dogs are just really a lot of fun. I think they are. And my husband and I live in a very small space right now and are wanting to be a little bit more able to move around a little more. So we don't have a dog right now. Although, and my husband tells people, yeah, when I die, Elizabeth's going to get a dog. And I laugh and I tell him, well, you can't die till you're in your 90s somewhere. So anyway, we have a good time together, and the dogs are very fun, very fun. I love how they jump on us in the morning on the bed, and, you know, they're just really sweet dogs. So anyway, well, gosh, what else is going on? I see that I do have one caller, and that's really fun. The angels have told me that to not worry about how many people are calling in, that I'm just supposed to keep doing this. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of, you can feel a little frustrated, like I'm just speaking out into empty space. But, you know, it's all good. And somehow it goes out to the universe on some level, right? So anyway, okay, angels, well, what's the topic today? Although it tends to be several topics. They're flashing me the word communication popping into my head, and I can see that. Oh, they're really flashing it. Communication, kind of like a neon sign. So I guess we're going to talk about that a little bit. It's interesting. I'm really a passionate communicator, you might say. I I try to be very prompt in responding to emails. I always answer my phone if it's at all possible. I'm not really. I've never been one of those ones to wait and see who's calling or, you know, look at the caller ID and that kind of thing. Nowadays they have caller ID. I just answer the phone, you know, and I love communicating. Maybe people might call me an over-communicator. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm kind of a pretty open book about who I am and what I've been through. And frankly, I feel it's pretty darn miraculous to be where I'm at now. It's such a lovely feeling to feel that I'm on this side of my healing process. It's been a pretty good long road of that's emotional, you know, spiritual healing path. I'm really enjoying working on my physical right now. I've been enjoying, I've always eaten pretty healthy, but just eating healthier feels really good, super clean food. But I'm also trying to be very conscious every day about tuning in to what it is I'm supposed to eat. I've been doing a lot of really fun exercise. I'm a lot of dancing. It's so therapeutic. So around communication, I think I'm talking this out loud right now because I'm supposed to know something. I'm supposed to learn something here. So what I'm getting from the angels is that I find myself getting, sometimes I get kind of offended or upset when I feel like people don't respond to me. And they're saying that I'm judging others by how I am. Okay, I get that. Thank you. That not everyone is a passionate communicator. Oh, they're telling me that's another one of my titles. I keep getting all these titles. The latest one was the Angelic Ambassador of Joy, which was lovely. I love that one. But one of my titles is Cosmic Consult. Quite a long time ago, I got Warrior Goddess of Light. So I guess now one of my new ones is Passionate Communicator. one of my oldest, dearest friends and longtime mentor, Michael, has many soul types, and he says that one of the ones I am is a joy child. And so, which has been very fun for me, but I think it's at times gotten me into a little bit of trouble because I seem to find everything funny. And so, I don't know. Especially you was not very successful at work when I was finding funny at work. But that's okay. So anyway, the communication thing, that's really excellent for me to hear that out loud. I mean, I know that, I have known that on some level, like just not everybody, I would think, well, they don't have the time or the whatever, you know. So I think I just need to remember that not everybody is like passionately communicating the way I am, and everybody has their just own way of doing it. And anyway, maybe I need to be more direct too. I could say, please respond, or I would love to hear back from you. You know, maybe I'm making an assumption that they will just let me know, you know, they will write back, or they will text back, or they will call back, or whatever. Anyway, that's okay. So the angels are saying that they want us to talk a little bit about exhaustion and dealing with just feeling extraordinarily tired. They're saying that this is a natural state right now. I myself have been, I feel like I'm coming out of it. I was just so freaking tired. Like, I just felt like all I could barely do was my daily routine, which since my husband and I are basically retired, was not a huge, huge amount of effort, but it all felt like this huge amount of effort. And basically, it was just part of this final healing process and push towards scraping away that final residue. They're showing me an image. They're saying if you're at the bottom, you've got a big barrel, and it was filled with all your old shit and stuff. And you were down at the bottom, and we're having to scrape and chisel. And they said that's basically what's going on right now, the scraping and chiseling away at those last little remnants. And it's tiring. because it's hard to scrape and chisel away all that stuff. Oh, the angels are also, they're showing me they love to use their jackhammers. They think that's really fun. So they're waving around their jackhammers right now saying that you all can ask for their help too. You can ask, and you don't even have to say specifically what it is you think you need help with. You could just say, angels, please help me. You could even say, angels, I don't know what's going on, but I really need you to use your jackhammers right now. And they will be most delighted. In fact, I was working with someone yesterday, and I said, well, the angels would like you to ask them for help. And so she did. And I could see angels as far as my eye could see. It was just like this fields and fields of angels with jackhammers. And they were all just having like a lovely time with their jackhammers, and they delight in helping us. They're saying no job is too big or too small. So, the other thing you wanted me to mention again is I've talked a little bit about my sleep on the show, and I have slept really well the last couple nights. Maybe it's that dog fun there with us, but there are many, many nights where I'm awake for quite a few hours and really pondering. Okay, they say that the angels say they've been working with me, but they also have been telling me that to let go of the 3D idea that you must have a certain amount of sleep, and that every night you must have your 8 hours, your 7.5 hours, your 9 hours, or whatever the heck it is. They're saying that you can train yourself, your mind, because really it's our mind that kind of messes us up, right? Our mind thinks that you must have this certain amount, and, oh, I'm so tired because I don't have enough sleep. They're saying that, no, you can train your mind. And they're saying that in this new dimensional world, we just don't need as much sleep as we used to. That it's a really different world. This new Earth is very different, and it's just not the same as it used to be. So they're saying let go of all those old ideas. And it's been kind of funny, since I've been really working on my physical self, I keep seeing, you know how there's like a million articles out on the internet. So there's articles like, in order to lose your tummy fat, you must have 9 hours of sleep every night, or whatever the heck it is, you know. And so I was really getting caught up in that, like, oh no, I'm not getting enough sleep. And all of a sudden I realized, whoa, okay, stop. Because I know better. You know, I know that I don't buy into I don't watch the news. I don't read the news. I don't buy into the catastrophe and the whatever. And I just really have so many things I don't buy into anymore in that old 2D world. So sleep is another one. Well, gosh, we're down about 2 minutes left. Pretty amazing. So the angels always are like, let's do have you do a chant. So let's see, what chant am I supposed to do for this remainder? It can't be very long because there's not very much time left. So, okay, they're saying do the chant for protection. God good in a may, do God good in a may. Sat Guru Name, Sri Guru Deva Name, God Guru Name, Ju God Guru Name, Sat Guru Name, Sri Guru Deva Name, God Guru Name, Ju God Guru Name, Sat Guru Name, Sri Guru Deva Name. May we all be blessed. May we all know our strength. May we all know our beauty. May we be in the now moment. And as we are seeing ourselves as this radiant, amazing, beautiful self, and the angels are actually shaking their pom-poms and shaking sparkles over all of us. They're saying, as you recognize your radiance, your beauty, your amazingness, it will feed on itself and become more and more. And you'll just be in this state of awe about yourself. And it's a beautiful way also, as you do that for yourself, you share that with the world. And that's healing. You're healing yourself, healing all you're around. You're healing the world. by doing that. So it's beautiful to be with you all today, and I hope you're having a fabulous day, and much love. I'll see you next, or I'll hear you or something next week.